from Wall Street to your street, and Washington, too. Listen to podcasts from the Wall Street Journal and get the world delivered to your ears. Look for us on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and the Google Play Music app. WSJ Podcasts. Listen ambitiously.
The infomercial for the Snapchat generation. It's called Micmac. More coming up.
This is Tech News Briefing from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome. This is the Wall Street Journal's Tech News Briefing from the newsroom in New York. I'm Tanya Bustos. The old days of watching infomercials in the middle of the night might be a thing of the past, as a new generation that might have a shorter attention span and a need for immediate content makes its way into the market. Enter Micmac. This is a new app that utilizes shopping through video. It's blogosphere-esque irreverent humor meets the home shopping network, and it all happens direct from your phone. Micmac founder and CEO Rachel Tipograph joins the Wall Street Journal with more on why this is so appealing to the Snapchat generation.
One of the things that I think has happened on the internet is that we've stripped away the romance of shopping. Shopping online has become all about lowest price, fastest shipping. We no longer have an emotional relationship with the products that we're buying. And I very much believe that entertaining short-form video content can bring back that romance we once had with products.
A key element in the production of these infomercials are the comedians and other entertainers that host most of the videos. Lasting around 30 seconds, the company calls them mini-mercials, and it's been an essential part of the company's success.
We have the ability to shoot dozens of mini-mercials per day. We have a roster of around 40 talent. Everyone comes from the New York City improv comedy community. We have a really strict production process. We've trained hosts how to sell the Micmac way, really similar to our predecessors at QVC. And everything is done mobile first.
With the incorporation of Snapchat culture and celebrity cachet, the company is off to a good start with plenty vendors in tow.
We had our initial seed funding. We work with brands as big as GE and L'Oreal and as small as companies that start on Kickstarter. So sometimes we incur video production costs. Other times brands will pay a premium for the content and will take a smaller percentage of sale. We focus on beauty, home goods, gadgets, kitchenware, sweets, pet toys, everything that is not sized,
right?
So no apparel, no footwear, and everything we sell is below $100. You think about the mobile phone, everything you do on your phone, you feel you need to do it right now. That has huge implications for shopping. So when you serve someone a product on their mobile phone, you need to make sure that they don't have to think twice about it.
And there you have it, the reinvention of the infomercial for the Snapchat generation. That'll do it for the Tech News Briefing for the Wall Street Journal. I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.
For more podcasts, check us out at wsj.com/podcasts. Become a subscriber on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now look for us on the Google Play Music app on Android devices.